Tell me about the invitation to talk with Sister Lucia, the last surviving witness to Fatima. She's got to be about 96 now, right?
97.
My God.
No, just out of the blue, I received an email from a Carmelite order in France and followed through on what they wanted me to do, which led to the day before yesterday, me being in Portugal and meeting with the sister at her convent.
They wanted to talk to you?
Yes.
Can you share with us the way the email was sent to you in terms of what they asked of you?
Just how to phrase a invitation to the prioress in English, French, and Portuguese.
Did they explain specifically why she wanted to meet you?
No.
You, of course, know.
Yes.
I would guess, you know, while that was happening. So you made the arrangements. Did you go at your own expense, or did they take care of that for you?
No, went at my own.
Okay.
I had the business over here anyway.
All right.
In Europe.
And you are in Europe now as we speak.
Yes, all right. In Paris.
Okay. Tell me about the meeting with her.
Well, my wife and I and our driver, who was also my interpreter, brought us up to the convent, and it was, now not being Catholic myself, I, pretty awed by, just the, the whole setup there. I mean, it's like literally going back in, a few hundred years.
Yes.
And stepping back through time. Incredibly old convent. The beauty, the grandeur, the artwork, the aura of it is just overwhelming. The silence and the energy of the silence, if you can understand what I mean by that, the energy of the silence was just amazing.
When you went into the convent, David, to meet her, they obviously knew who you were, and they obviously knew why she wanted to meet with you. Did you have that very strange feeling of, I don't want to use the word importance, because that's not what I'm looking for, but did you have that feeling that they were looking at you almost as if another miracle had occurred?
No, quite the opposite, that more so than this was expected.
Explain that a little bit more for me.
Well, and to understand that, you have to understand the Carmelites and who they are and their origins, that they are perhaps in the Catholic Church the most mystical of the orders, if not the most
mystical. If not the most, right.
And the rules that they have and the beliefs that they have are so far-reaching into the future, it's incredible. So it's as if they are actually watching something being played out that they've already read the script to.
They already know the outcome, don't they?
They already know the outcome, yes.
Okay. In you go, knowing what you've known, what you revealed on Coast to Coast on February 23rd about this calamity that occurs with a planetary-sized object that comes in, and you go, you ask, you introduce yourself. When you meet her for the first time, I mean, what's it like? I mean, here's a person who probably saw a vision of the Virgin Mary back in 1916, and that's got to be pretty, regardless of what religion you may or may not be, that's got to be pretty important, pretty awesome. What was it like for you?
Well, like I said, it was overwhelming. It was, number one, not knowing why I was there to begin with, but now understanding.
Now you know.
Yes.
Does she speak English at all?
No.
Strictly Spanish?
Portuguese.
Portuguese only. Okay. Interpreter, obviously, was there?
Yes, two.
Okay. Who started the conversation? She did, or you?
The prioress.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about that. What did they say?
That she was glad that I had come, and speaking for the sister, that she was glad that I was there. She reached out her hands to me, and I put my hand down, and she shook my hands, and she smiled and talked to the prioress and said something personal, and I said something personal back.
How long was the meeting with her?
About 5 minutes.
That's all?
Yes.
Okay.